What's you talk about your family living there? What did you do for entertainment? Like when you weren't working or were you going to Nashville?
We go to Nashville quite a bit, you know, and of course TVs started coming out, you know, and we watched. That was pretty interesting, the TVs to watch, you know, and a lot of nights we'd watch television and visit around with the neighbors, and that about the only entertainment we had then.
Tell us, you mentioned, you know, you kept the yards clean, did all the painting. Kind of give us a typical work day, you know, a day where when you got some of the duties and things.
Our work day started, of course, everybody would report into the little office over there, and we'd have our discussions, and like we do everywhere, you know, and then we'd get our lawnmowers out, get ready to mow the lawn, and we'd mow the lawn, and it'd take about a good day's work to mow the lawn. I don't know, it was about, I guess it was probably 2 acres of reservation there, probably. And it took quite a bit, you know, time to get over the all over the reservation. And of course, we didn't. If we had a boat or something like that, well, we'd put everything down and stop and lock the boat. And it took a pretty good while to lock the boat because.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about what went on when a tow or something would come through. What was involved?
Well, one man, it was impossible for one man to make a locking. And they'd be, most of the time, it'd be 3 men there. And the old lock, like I said, it didn't have any electricity on it. And everything was manual, and we'd have to go down, and the valves, into the lock chamber, the valves were on the bottom of the lower gate. We had a big lever, pull up the lever, had 4 little valves on each gate, and we had to manually raise them and lower the water, and of course, when we got the boat in there, it was just one barge at a time. If you had 2 barges, that was a double locking. And when we get him in the lock chamber, we had to raise the upper valves. It was an old butterfly type valves, an old round valve with a rod sticking up. And we had this thing around there. You put about a 5 foot, 2 inch piece of pipe in it, and pick it up and walk around, push it around, and there was a screw, and it would raise this butterfly valve up as you turned it. You turned it around, and the water would come in, and then of course, when a boat came in to lock, the deckhands would hit the wall, and they would hit me. That was the ruling, because it was hard work to make a locking, because there was a lot of mud and stuff in around the upper gates and stuff like that, and they were hard to open. So it took about 3 men to get the gates started. You put your stanchion in there and pick it up and walk around with it. Had a gear rack, that's what would open the gate. And if you had a double locking, then when you got your gates open, you put the rope on the barge, and we had another valve. It wasn't a valve; it was a thing that go around. I don't know the proper name for it, but I don't forgot what that was. But anyway, you put your rope around that, and you pushed around that and pulled the barge out. And you had a long cable on the upper end, and you take your rope and put it up, hook it to this pulley on that cable, and that would hold the barge into the bank while you were pulling it out. And that was pretty hard work.